You're listening to the Straight Talk Podcast with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio. Thank you so much for taking time out to tune into this podcast. We got a great show lined up for you, so sit back, relax, enjoy. We're going to have some jokes. We're going to talk about some serious stuff. But more importantly, we're going to give all the information we can to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to us, and we're coming up right here with the latest in the Straight Talk Podcast.
Tired of hearing commercials during your worship time? Download Godify now, the first major Christian streaming service. From Jeremy Kemp to Kirk Franklin, listen to music commercial free. Godify is available on Google Play and iOS for Apple users. Stream music videos, podcasts, sermons, and more. Use the promo code Straight Talk to receive your 30 days free trial. That's Straight Talk for your 30 days free trial of Godify. It's the full Christian experience. Finally, a streaming service designed for you.
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to
stay on point. I've been trying to stay my voice, but y'all gave me no choice. The world gone mad, can't ignore this noise. Look at these people found dead in the streets. I got some partners that hate the police. Me, I'm just trying to hold on to my peace, cause I'm liable to lose it and go get the peace. I need a reason, I need a season. Feed it with Jesus, I'm just grieving. They be like, if you and what you believe in. I do not trip, I keep it G. What in the H you say in the I? Ain't no JK when I'm talking to God. Don't need a reason to open my eyes. If I'm still breathing, I'm running for my man. Yeah, I've been doing better than I was before. I walk with the limp, cause I've been wrestling with the Holy Ghost. Deep in the spit, but still somehow I keep on floating. Oh, thought I lost my grip, but God reminded me it's holy.
Off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not
I might go crazy, I might go MJ back in the 80s, back in the 90s. I might go off, or they better not try me, it might get dicey. I ain't tryna go back to the old me, I'm tryna hang on like my mama told me. Sometimes legs get weak and your arms get out and you sink to the bottom slowly. A grown man wishing that somebody hold me. Never knew my daddy, so nobody show me. Taught me how to walk through the storm when your heart feel heavy and it's hard and you feel lonely. But low key, high priest got the keys to the kingdom. High key, low enough to bring him, and I need all of what he bringing. I might go off the deep end, I just need another reason, yeah. I've been doing better than I was before. I walk with the limp, cause I've been wrestling with the Holy Ghost. Deep in the spit, but still somehow I keep on floating. Thought I lost my grip, but God reminded me it's holy.
Off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to.
New music from Lecrae. That's right, Lecrae. You're rocking with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, right here. Straight Talk. It's 4 o'clock on this Saturday afternoon. You're listening to 89.5 KOPN, Mid-Missouri Source for In-Depth News. Diverse talk, music of the world. It's more than radio. It's community radio. Thanks to everybody listening in right now on KOPN.org. Shouts out to you. Yeah, you, our friends out there listening in all over the country. I want to thank you all for tuning in to us right now. I'm going to shout y'all out right here in a second right now. Friends over in Texas, our friends in Kansas, our friends all the way in Washington State over there near Seattle, our friends over in Delaware, and our friends overseas, across the seas, take a flight on over there to the UK, to Germany, to the Ukraine, to India, and into the western part of Russia. You're rocking with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio, sitting in the studio with you. It's my first time back in here, y'all, so it's kind of weird to me, y'all, you know, to be in the studio now. My first time being back, so I thank God for that and all the things that are coming with that, so I appreciate that. But we're I got a great show lined up for y'all, man. We're going to have Clyde J coming in. Clyde J got new music out there, so he's going to be calling in and talking to us today. about his new music and so I can't wait for that. Excited about that. We got some great things coming up, but you know, it's a lot of things going on out there in the world, man, and I just want to open up the conversation to you out there. Now I want to hear what you have to say. Call me up, 573-443-8255. What's going to give me the number for you? You're going to tell me what we're going to talk about. Well, what we're going to talk about, I just want to hear the other side of things. We've been talking about everything that's going on, and a lot of people are still confused out there about why these things are happening, thinking things are better. I mean, you know, things are good. They're looking, they have a voice. And I want to be able to give you your voice and give you the opportunity to be able to speak your mind about the things that you're seeing and the things that, you know, a lot of things are changing. And people are making changes, and corporations are making changes, and you know, monuments are being taken down. A lot of people are taking offense to all this stuff, and want to give you a voice. I want to give you a voice, and I want to hear what you have to say. I don't want to rebuttal with you, but I do want to let you have a voice, because I feel like everybody else is speaking and giving you all a hard time about how you feel. So, you know, hey, why not give you a voice? Why be one who want to stifle your voice? So. Give me a call if you have something to say on that, 573-443-8255. I see a lot of Facebook posts of people making comments about, you know, about the statues that are being taken down, and then, you know, name changes of companies and, you know, making changes and things. And, you know, and it's, you know, they grew up with this stuff, and a lot of people are, you know, they just having a hard time understanding like why things are changing so much. And then, you know, they're looking at that. And I want to be able to give you a voice for that, to be able to express yourself. Again, got a great show lined up for you. So you have the time right now. Clyde J will be coming in a little bit. But we're going to talk to him. And we're going to leave the door open for you and you and you and you. If you want to call up, you don't have to say your name. You don't have to say your location. I'm not going to ask you who you are or anything. I just want to hear from you, because I think it's important that if we're going to have a conversation, let's hear what everybody has to say, right? Not just one side of the story. So the way I always knew it is that it's two sides of every story. So let's hear both sides of it and tell me what you're thinking. Tell me what you're feeling. Talk to me. I'm here for you. I am here for you. Churches are back opening. The Crossing will have service starting tomorrow. So that's a blessing. And I know a lot of other churches are having their doors open, and they're still doing online services too, so that's a blessing. But I'm sure everybody who was at the Crossing is excited about getting back into having service, and I'm sure they're going to social distance and do some things. Man, I tell you, it's been a day for me, y'all. It's been a day for me. This morning I woke up to go do Straight Serenade of Love and get outside, and had a flat tire. Then I got through with the flat tire, thinking I'm like, okay, I'm in the clear now. Then I put the donut on, and then we ain't used the donut in so long, the donut didn't have air in it. So I was stuck like Chuck this morning. But we got it all done, and everything is done. And I tell you, man, God is good, because I was able to get it all done, and by 11:30. I was totally done with everything. But man, it was a morning though. I tell you, it was a morning. I was putting in some work, man. Out there sweating like I've been in the hot sun. And we're here now, and everything's back on track, and got a new tire in the car, and you know, found out some other things about the car that is in good shape. So I thank God for that mishap this morning, because I would have never known that things are good with the car. So that's a blessing. And didn't have to pay nothing extra, paid a little bit of money, but not too much, just enough to do some things. All right. And that's how we're going to do it today. So I got a caller online. Caller, how you doing today?
Fine.
So caller, tell us, I'm sure you probably just heard what I was saying, and if you didn't, let me repeat it. What we want to do is, I'm just putting the word out there to everyone. There's so many things that's changing, and I know that people are having, some people may be having a hard time understanding the change or seeing these changes, and just want to give a voice to those people out there. So if you have anything to say about those things, great. If you don't, you want to talk about something else, here's your time to talk about it right here on Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think things are going a little too far. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's one thing to want to take down Confederate statues, even though, you know, I mean, I think they're part of history. It happened. they were, you know, erected at a time in commemorating the Civil War on both sides. But when they start talking about, okay, oh, well, no, George Washington had slaves. We all know the story of Thomas mm-hmm. Jefferson and his slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of our forefathers, that was the time. They all had them. So when you start, I mean, you can't tell me that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, some of those people, what they did wasn't great for our country.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start taking those kind of things down, you're not going to find a perfect person in our history.
No, well, in any history, you're not going to find a perfect person. I agree with that.
And some people, like I know in St. Louis, I don't know if you know anything about St. Louis and Shaw Park in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
They took down the statue of Christopher Columbus.
Right.
Which my dad, that happens to be where I'm originally from,
mm-hmm.
my dad was telling me that Shaw, who commissioned that park and started that park,
mm-hmm.
paid for that and put that up himself.
Hmm.
And they took it down because Columbus treated the Native Americans that were here at the time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You know, the guy who started that park put that up himself.
Hmm.
So is it right to take it down because Christopher Columbus mistreated the people who were already living here?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's a lot happening. I know, you know, you go so far back that, yeah, you're going to find some people that that has some issues. But at the same time, I mean, shouldn't we have to come up with the times? Like, should we still talk about these people and knowing like that time, even though, yeah, it's wrong to do that. But how do we get better at that? Or even, like, I know there's also conversations, I mean, about, you know, corporations are even changing their brands. I mean, a lot of people are just taking stuff off. I mean, country music singers are even changing their names. So you have any, did you have any thoughts on that?
Let's take, Lady Antebellum for just mm-hmm. a second. For Lady Antebellum, they were named, yeah, after the antebellum, which to me, antebellum, it's a style of home. It's mm-hmm. architecture from that period of time. And I happen to love those old homes. I mean, I love old homes.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a home that's over 100 years old. I love old homes. My mom and I one time went and toured in Natchez, Mississippi, some of the old antebellum homes, and I just love them. I just love the old. And it doesn't occur to me, were they built by slaves? Which, yeah, they probably were. I just love that time period. I really couldn't tell you why. I've always loved the Civil War time period.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
Well, a lot of people have
it. Does, you know, they say that somebody, you know, that they talked with people and, I mean, are their fans offended by their name? Except for maybe the Dixie Chicks, which, you know, they offended their fans a long time ago by speaking out against Bush. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just I don't think about it.
Hmm.
And maybe I don't think about it because of my race.
Hmm.
Right?
Well, it may not be because of your race, but maybe because you just, you know, your world is just not intertwined with some of the things that you see. I don't know. I'm not going to say what, you know, what's best or what's not best for you, but I do thank you for calling to speak your mind. I really appreciate that because that's how we move forward in these times, I believe, is hearing, you know, what some people may say. And what others may say. I mean, I've had phone calls from friends who call and say, hey, you know, so certain things I just don't understand. And, you know, I just wanted to open up the floor to that on this show because I want to be able to get everybody have a voice. Now, since, you know, you said that and, you know, you're like, you know, seeing all these things and, you know, this part of is your favorite, you know, part of history. Like you really dive into that. and seeing some of these things come down. What else is that you see out there that's like kind of, you know, giving you a, you know, kind of roughing your feathers? I mean, because I know how things are. When things start to change, people, like, it's hard for people to adapt to some changes, or do you feel like, you know, you're, this change is being forced upon you?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it is. It's coming down to changing the brands on some of the things. You know, like, okay, lady, or not, sorry, didn't mean to back up. The Aunt Jemima and the Uncle Ben's, I always just thought of them, they're just, like, first of all, not knowing anything. You know, you see Uncle Ben's and you just, I don't think of Uncle Ben being a black, you know, I don't, a black guy. He's just like any other salesperson, you know what I mean? Somebody who's trying to sell the rice.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I never thought, you know, like you talk about just not knowing or something. It's like, yeah, I guess I just don't know who created Uncle Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe he was like Famous Amos and he committed, you know, created his cookies. He created the rice. So mm-hmm. his picture's the one on the rice. It never occurred to me. And I kind of was looking at the Aunt Jemima box today. And I'm like, you know what? The Aunt Jemima that's on a box today doesn't look anything like the Aunt Jemima that was on the box back in the 30s or whenever it, you know, came out. I mean, it does, you know, it doesn't. You know, she did, the Aunt Jemima of the 30s did look like a, somebody out of Gone with the Wind, like Mammy, like Hattie McDaniel. She looked like a Hattie McDaniel type character. And I was looking at the Aunt Jemima on the box today, and I was kind of like, well, she just looks like somebody I would see out on the streets.
Well, I would say, me personally, I am glad that they're changing the brand, especially Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's, because it comes off, well, I never did purchase the brand. So like it wasn't like in front of my face. I never did purchase it because I grew up with, when I grew up, you know, my grandmother had to be the house cleaner because that was the only job that she could get at that time because she grew up in the 20s and 30s. So, so I wasn't a fan of that. Me myself, I wouldn't even watch the movie The Help or The Butler because that gives me an anxiety of something that I didn't think was right, even as a kid. I understood, because if that's the only job you have, you have to feed your family, you got to do what you got to do. But to me, that just didn't sit well. So I'm glad personally for that. But at the same time, you know, a lot of these things that are happening is, I would say, I think some people may feel attacked, if that makes sense, because there's a lot of things going on out there, and I've seen propaganda out there about Black Lives Matter, newsletter or letter going to people's homes saying, white people, you're the enemy, da-da-da-da-da, like, which is completely crazy, because we all have to live together and make this thing work together. And some of the things that do me personally, the monuments and history stuff that happened in this country, I understand, you know, the Civil War, but those were Americans, so we're honoring Americans all the way around. That part I get. I'm sure people don't like me saying that, but I get that. But what I don't get is why J. Edgar Hoover name is still on stuff, because that guy, in my opinion, did a lot to hurt the African-American community. A lot, if you go through the history of what he done. But I appreciate you calling in. I don't want to hit you up and go, you know, make it feel like a back and forth thing, but I thank you for calling, because if you didn't call, then the conversation, I think, will stop. And I don't want the conversation to end. I want to be able to hear both sides of the story. And I want to show my love to you, just the same way you're showing your love to me by calling into the show. And so I appreciate you so much.
And I will tell you one more thing. Can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah, of course.
I watched the movie Black Klansman last night, mm-hmm. which I've been wanting to watch, and I finally watched it last night. And, you know, because I do try to figure out, you know, why, if this has been going on for so long, and that takes place, what, in like the 1970s or something?
Yeah.
It's like, well, why hasn't anything changed by now? And just watching that, you know, it's almost mirroring what is going on today, or today is mirroring what went on back then. And I hopefully we do get, we can change some things, because it does need, you know, we shouldn't look at each other as black and white. We're all.
Yeah. We're all human beings.
We're all the same.
Right.
But, you know, and hopefully we can get some leadership and stuff that sees that. Cause I know one thing that movie, I believe, mentioned was, specific people and the way they were acting and the things they were doing back then that were against other races. So hopefully we can.
Well, if I can make a suggestion.
Some things do need to change. I just True. Don't think we need to take away what's already happened to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, some things. Now, some things should be taken away because it's just a horrible part of history. Especially when we get to, I mean, again, like I say, Civil War, I get it. You're under an Americans. Those are Americans. But whether if you were in Confederate or whatever, still was an American. Brother versus brother, I get it. A lot of African Americans fought in the Civil War. Some people are worse than others. Nathan Bedford Forrest is one. So not a fan of that guy either, but. If we go into recent history, especially from if we go back to the 60s on up, I think that's what we need to really be focused on in making those changes. Because those things are, like you said, even though, you know, this movie that you saw was based in the 70s, it's still just like you're living in the same time today. And it's crazy how nothing has really changed. And if it has changed, it's very minute, which is a shame, because people shouldn't have to live in fear.
I was a kid in the 70s, so I didn't even notice. Like, I was really young, you know, so that kind of stuff.
Understood. But see, now we, you know, now,
you,
now you know
so
better
as you
watch.
You have to watch movies
like
that, right?
Yeah. Now you know better as you watch these type movies. You know, like, okay, yeah, that's not right. That's not fair. Why would you do this to one person and not that person, you know? So that's great. And I would say if you have time, put in your, if you want to watch another movie that can get you caught, kind of like, caught up to what's going on like right now. It's called the movie called The Hate U Give. If you take time and watch that one, that will kind of get you like, oh, I see a lot of things in this that I had no clue what's going on out there in the world. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I got to know.
I've heard that one's a good one, so all right.
It's really good. Thank you so much, Carl. I got a call on coming in on the next call. So thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you. Take care.
All right.
Have a good one. Oh, man, that was a great time right there. Thank you so much for that call. For calling in. Appreciate you. We got another call on the line. Carl, how you doing today?
Hello.
Hey, this is Clyde J, y'all. Clyde J done snuck right on in. I done had this conversation going with this amazing young lady who called in, giving us her opinion about what she sees out here in the world. What's going on? But now, man, we got my main man, Clyde J, on the line. Clyde, what's going on with you, my brother?
Man, what's going on? I'm doing awesome, man. How you doing?
I'm living good, my friend. I'm living good, man. Got my mask on. Got everything wiped down in the studio. And this is my first time back in the studio. And I got you on the line. I'm doing great, my brother. Even though the day started off crazy.
Oh, yeah,
man. I had a flat tire. Then I put the donut on, and then the donut was flat, and it was just a great day today, I tell you. So, well, hey, man, God got us here, and we here sitting in the studio, man, and having a blessed time, and got my man on the line. So shouts out to everybody out there listening in right now. You're listening in to your boy Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. the Voice of Gospel Radio, right here live on Straight Talk. Sitting here with Clyde J. So, Clyde J., let me run these off. We got listeners down in Texas, in Kansas, right here in Missouri, over in Delaware. Let's fly them overseas. They're listening to Clyde J live on the radio in the UK and in Germany and in the Ukraine. So back to you, my friend, man. You got a new song out there, man. Tell us all about this new music you got going on.
Oh, man, I mean, I'm excited about my new single titled All Faith, No Fear. Man, this song was pretty much burst out of the pandemic, man. You know, everything has been going crazy, and everybody's been praying that God heal the land and touch us and bring us out. And, you know, everybody's been praying the same prayer, basically. And I found myself praying that same prayer, and God actually spoke to my heart, and he said, I can and I will once my people return from fear and come back to faith. Because a lot of people kind of, you know, cleaved unto fear and ran and hid in fear. And God has not given us the spirit of fear. But faith is our lifeline, is our connection to God. And God wants us to come back to where we have total faith in him, absent of all fear. And so the song is pretty much just my declaration of independence from fear and my freedom with faith.
All right, I hear you, my brother. That's what I'm talking about, man. You always got a message behind the songs, and I love that about your music, man, because it really makes you connect to the ministry that you're putting out there, especially when during a time like this, man. Speaking of the pandemic, how are you and the family holding up, my friend?
Oh, we're doing good, man. Doing good. God has covered us and with his blood, man, shielded us. Church family, my immediate family, extended family, everybody's been protected and covered under the blood of Jesus, man. So, been doing great, man.
Amen. That's what I like to hear right there. Man, Clyde, so now this is another one in the arsenal, man. So let's remind everybody about all the songs that's out there they can go get before we get to All Faith, No Fear. Let them know all the other songs, man. I'm sure they probably already got them and they probably know them like I do. But I want to remind the new folks that's listening to the show on this day that they may not have heard a Clyde J song. So this is what, number 5, 6?
I lost count, man.
Me too, man. but yeah. All of them are good songs. So let's see what we have out there. We got You Got What I Need that's out there. Good God that's out there. Better that's out there.
Yes, sir.
What else we have?
I have He Reigns.
He Reigns. Yep.
Fire.
Yep, Fire.
This is the last one, All Faith, No Fear, that I have actually released. So, yes, sir.
Man, I tell you, when you get this album together, man, you're gonna have like this is gonna be like the thriller of gospel music, man. When you get done, you're gonna have from one to ten, and this is gonna be jamming. Anybody's gonna have to play it like an 8-track. Just pop it in and let it roll.
Yes, sir. That's the plan.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. But let's get to the song real quick. Then we're going to come back and chop it up with you some more and talk about some other things going on out there. And just checking in with you, man. I know since this pandemic, we haven't had a chance to catch up and be a good time to see what's going on out there, get your thoughts on some things. But you know how we do it right here on Straight Talk. It's your song. We're going to let you premiere it.
All right, world, for all those listeners out there, this is my song entitled All Faith, No Fear by Clyde J. Let's go.
This is the season I will be leaving to a place that's uncomfortable. Uncomfortable, I will believe. All doubt, unbelieving, they cannot stand near you. I'm leaving people too. Some stuff I have attached to me can't go. All just to know you more. So fix my eyes, make my vision clear. Light my feet, be light as I draw near. It's all faith and no fear. Oh, all faith and no fear.
I will be leaving. Gotta go.
That's uncomfortable, uncomfortable. All faith in no fear.
My man Clyde J, all faith and no fear. Clyde.
Yes, sir.
Man, I love it, man. Love the song.
Man, I appreciate
that. You know how we do it, man. I'm trying to make sure I can get it to play again in the background here. trying to hit this repeat here. Here we go. Now we're working with it. But, man, this is a blessing, man. I appreciate you sharing this song with everybody, man. All faith and no fear. We need to hear that every now and then.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So, when you start to hear this song come together, tell me, how did the Lord work on you to make sure that you don't overdo it? You know, sometimes when you hear it, you're like, oh, man, this is going to be great. You know, how do you like not over pursue, you know, especially when you're having so many good songs that you that you're putting out there?
Yeah, man, I'll say this, man, making songs for a season. I think this song is a song for a time such as this. It's almost like cooking, man. You want to make sure you just put the right enough ingredients. You don't want to put too much of something or too little of something that the taste is off, man. So you want to make sure that you're cooking the song with the right ingredients, man. And once you just follow the ingredients, you can never fail, man. So you just have to know your art, know your style, and know the message, and know your why. You have to always know your why as a artist. That's gonna put the finishing touch on whatever project that you're working on, man. And so I just have to stay tuned and pray it up, man. Really try to stay focused and stay sensitive to the spirit of God to know what I need to do for a particular song and just let God have his way.
Amen. Now tell everybody where they can go find this song right now.
That song, All Faith, No Fear, is available right now where all digital music is sold. So you can go to Spotify, you can go to Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, just everywhere. Tidal, anywhere you can find music, just type in Clyde J, All Faith, No Fear, and there you go.
All right. And also, Clyde, I'm sure they want to get an autographed copy. You know, some people may have those older Christians out there that like to get their hands on like to have their hands on stuff. Is there a way they can get one with an autographed copy from Clyde J?
Absolutely. Just reach out to me on my social media. You can contact me on Instagram at Clyde J Music, Twitter at Clyde J Music, or go to Facebook, Clyde J Robinson.
That's right. And if you have trouble finding him, if you're following me, look with my friend, go to the search, type in Clyde J, you'll find him right there. And then you just go get him. Go get him, y'all. Go get this music, man. Go get the autographed copy. Send him something. And let the man autograph it for you. Because this guy right here, man, he's doing some great things. Next thing you know, it's going to be hard. I'm going to have to go through 3 managers to get to him next time. All right, Clyde, man, I appreciate you talking about the song, man. And I want to do a quick little transition from the music to the things that you're seeing out there in society right now. I mean, with the movement that's going on, how's things down there in Louisiana?
For the most part, it started out peaceful, then it got a little crazy, man, in New Orleans and mm-hmm. Baton Rouge area. Between protesters and police, and then it got back, to where it was peaceful protesting. So I thank God for that. I mean, it kind of got bad just out of a sudden, man. All of mm-hmm. a sudden, it just kind of got bad, but then the storm calmed down. So just thank God for that,
Amen. Now, do you think, my opinion on when people say it started to get rough between, protests and police, is really because of just the emotion and the frustration?
Yes, sir.
Do you think that's what kind of may have sparked some of that? Because, as quick as we can, get upset, like anybody, if you and I got into an argument, the quicker we can get upset, we can calm down. It's like, you know what, that's my bad, man. I was tripping.
That's true. That's true on the surface, but mm-hmm. I just happen to be a person that believe that first that's which is natural and then spiritual. There's a natural side to everything and a spiritual side to everything, and I definitely believe that through all the confusion, that's what the enemy, that's his playground. Mm-hmm. When there's confusion, and he likes to step in and cause discord and cause variance and hatred, man, and it's just, that's his playing ground. So if stuff is not done with the right motive behind it, if God is not the center of it, then the enemy can use he can use emotions, and he can use certain agendas and wreak havoc and do what he does best. He does his job best. I can't take that away from him. But he does his job, man, and cause chaos and cause confusion and hatred. That's his breathing ground. So that's what's been going on in the world. And I believe this, man, the Bible talks about that sin cannot dwell in God's presence.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that God can't handle the sin, but sin can't handle God's presence.
Mm.
And I believe that God is on his way back, and he's so soon and so close that all the sin in the world just cannot contain it. It can't hold it. It can't stay strong. And so his love and his power is coming so fast that the world is just in chaos. And the enemy knows it, because he knows they have a short time, so he's working in overtime. And it's just the people of God, we just really have to be rooted and grinded, and grinding in the gospel, because faith is going to be tested. strong in this season. What we see now is just the beginning of sorrows. It's just the beginning of things to come, man. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I just want to make sure I'm on the right side.
I know that's right.
Yes, sir. So that's my thought on it. I don't have nothing against anybody protesting for what is right, you know. But the main thing we need to focus on is protesting for our souls and protesting for, you know, the faith and fighting for the right causes, which is to be in Christ Jesus, to make sure we're on the straight and narrow when it comes to God and our soul. You know, a lot of times we waste a lot of energy fighting for things that's just the way it is. You know, there's nothing, it's really, if that's how it is, that's what it's going to be, because we're in the world and the world loves its own and the world has its own agenda. But I believe we just passing through those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Everything is going to work out for your good. It's going to work out for your favor no matter what. So that's just where I'm at with it. You know, I just believe in not wasting a lot of time on temporary things, because there is a eternal life that I'm going to be getting ready to live for, and I want to make sure I'm ready for that.
I hear you, my brother. Let me ask you one last thing, and I'm gonna let you go, man. I gotta ask you this, because I love you. I love to hear your opinion, because every time you know, I see what you post out there, you always have your own. I like the way you think in certain things, and I just gotta ask you this question: what would you say to the young person who is out there protesting and saying, like, man, I don't want to hear that same old stuff from the church folks. I don't want to hear the same old stuff from these Christians. I want these things to change. I don't want this, I don't want that, and not fully understanding what the message that like yourself or myself or any other person that's trying to get the word out. Because, like, let's say what you just sat through saying, how do you get a young person, well, not how do you get them, but, you know, talking to a young person, what advice would you give them in that situation?
I just want to make sure that their heart and their motive is in the right place. Because just because people gather together and have the same mind set, that doesn't mean that it's the right motive behind it. You can look in the Word of God, even way back when during the Tower of Babylon, everybody came together with one mind and one focus to do something, but it was totally against God. Same thing, the Jews all band together and protested that they crucified Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It was all in one mind and one accord. And
yeah, they were.
You got to understand the motive behind what you're doing. So if your motive is out of love, is born out of love for whatever you're doing, by all means, do it with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength if it's backed up by love. Because if it's backed up by love, that means God is in it. But if it's out of hate, and if it's out of trying to get back at somebody, if it's just out of frustration, it's always going to turn out bad. It's not going to be for the glory of God. So just whatever it is you're doing, make sure that it's backed up with the right motive, and love is behind it.
Love is the key thing in this whole situation. Love is the key thing. If you show love and compassion, just like Dr. King did back in the 60s, if you show that love, as you said before, that sin cannot stand. It will show up, and it will move away, because it can't stand God's love. Man, I appreciate you, Doc. Man, thank you so much. As always, man, I'm so glad to have you on the show. All faith, no fear, out there right now. Reach out to Clyde J. Get the copy. Get your CD autographed copy. I'm telling you, get it before this man blows up. Then you can't reach him. He's going to be like Kirk Franklin. He's just going to be holding Instagram lives, and you sitting there as 30,000 people sitting there listening to Clyde J talk about whatever you feel like talking about, and then you ask, can I come on? And you're like, I can't have everybody pop in here. It's too much. I'm too busy. So get the autographed copy now while you can, while he's free. Get him while he's free, for the Lord bless him, and then he blows up, and then it's going to be hard to reach him. You know, he'll pray for you, but it's going to be hard to reach you. So, man, we appreciate you, my brother.
I appreciate you, man. Always an honor, a great opportunity, man, to speak with you on your show and your listeners, man. I thank you for your open arms and heart, man. I appreciate you and praying for you and your family. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, man, I have another one on the way, man.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Boy. Oh, man, I can't wait to hear about this one. Man, God bless you, man. God bless you, man. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, man. I tell you, a friend of mine told me, I told him that me and my wife was going on a date night. He said, hey, man, bring one more home. I said, no, sir. We're not doing that. So I'm glad you took that blessing on for me. I sure appreciate you. We'll do it, my friend. We'll do it, man. Thank you so much. 444 on this Saturday afternoon, Clyde J, All Faith, No Fear, available right now on all the digital outlets. Go get it and hit them up on Facebook, on Instagram. Hit the man up. Get the autograph copy, man. I'm telling y'all, get it before this man blows up and he's going to be too busy to be able to write you out one. He's going to be touring all over the country. This man is doing some great stuff. We got some more music coming up for you right now. I'm going to play y'all something, man, because all the things going on out there in this world, you know what? I just got to say it, man. We going to be all right. And this is new from Ty Tribbett. We got some more gospel music coming up for you right here on Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to do a quick commercial break and get you on wrapped up with the show. Ricardo Montgomery, Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. the voice of gospel radio.
It gets so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting down, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the ride. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go. Oh, never let your faith go. I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrorist disguise. They look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Tell them, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. In these last days, evil times will come, and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder. Day, human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble, stain. Shiny appearance of evil, I pray. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done in the earth. Let your glory rise, let your sun shine, let it burn through the dark. Hey! We will shout, cause we know after the night, say it, we gon' be alright. Hey, all things work together good. We gon' be alright. Tom Ken brought me on New England. We gon' be alright. Hey, I ain't worried about it. Oh no, don't you worry about it. Oh no. Hey, I believe I receive every word that he promised me. We gon' be alright.
Amen. Ty Tribbett. It's going to be all right, y'all. It's going to be all right, y'all. It's going to be all right, y'all. It's going to be all right. Some of the funds for this program are provided by listener support through a donation from Socket, a local internet, phone, and telecommunication provider for Missouri homes, businesses. Socket is proud to support community radio in Columbia throughout Mid-Missouri. For more information about Socket, is available at socket.net or by calling 1-800-SOCKET, S-O-C-K-E-T, 3. Awesome, y'all. Check out Socket real quick, y'all. This program is brought to you by listener support and donation from Quantum Wireless Services. Serving Mid-Missouri since 2012, Quantum Wireless Internet provides internet, television, and phone services to residents and businesses, customers, residential and businesses, customers. More information is available at quantumwirelessinternet.com or by calling 573-256-1166, 573-256-1166. Quantum Wireless Internet, a connection to the digital world. All right, y'all. Had to take some bills real quick. Oh, I got some new information for y'all. Some new information for y'all, man. I tell y'all, man, I keep it busy, man. Did y'all know, right here, Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery. Always giving you the straight talk. Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. the voice of Gospel Radio. Did you know that NASA is renaming their headquarters after Mary W. Jackson? Do you remember who Mary W. Jackson is? Well, Mary Jackson is the first African-American female engineer who helped inspire the story behind the book and film Hidden Figures. So she is going to be, they're going to rename that after her. That's a blessing. Also, real quick, a little quick weather for you. This Saturday evening, be able to be on the lookout for thunderstorms. Some storms may contain gusty winds. Look for a low of 71 degrees, winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. So it's about an 80% chance of rain. And also for tomorrow, Sunday, as you get ready to go to church, scattered thunderstorms in the morning and then partly cloudy skies late, so high of 91. Be on the lookout for that. 60% chance of rain tomorrow, so be careful as you're heading into church on tomorrow morning. Man, I tell you, boy, ladies and gentlemen, God is so good that we're able to do a lot of great things. I thank you for Ty Tribute there, that new music. Got some more music, man. Got some more music coming up for you. God is so good, man. I tell you, it's just always a blessing, man. And I'm just speaking on that because of what I just went through today, getting up this morning. And I'm so thankful, man, because, you know, I know I was just talking about, like, changing the tire. And we coming up on this 451. We're coming up on it right now. But it's just changing the tire. But then when I looked in the trunk, I only had a jack. And I was like, oh, man, I'm so thankful that if the car didn't get a flat on the way to the show, or if I was on the highway with my family, then I had a flat. I had nothing to change the tire with. I only had a jack. And so look at God, because I haven't had a chance, because I had some pretty good tires on the car that didn't have to really think about, you know, my donut. If that's properly ready to go, didn't even have to go look at all the jack and all the stuff that I needed in the back, and I didn't have it. So I want to remind everybody, man, go back there and check every now and then. I talked to a couple of friends and I told them what happened. They were like, man, you know, I ain't even look back there to see if my stuff is right. And these are guys, and you know, and it also is a blessing, man. My wife always wanted to learn how to change a tire. She was like, I never know what situation I may be in. I've never had to change a tire, you know, because since, you know, we got married and since we've been together. You have dealt with all the things that I've always wanted to do. And so it was a blessing this morning, even though it was pretty early. Because it was so funny looking at her eyes, because she was really wanting to go back to bed. But she was worried and concerned and wanted to make sure that I was being safe out there. You know, wives, they love their husbands, you know. That's a blessing, because my wife loves me. But she was just trying to make sure. Then, you know, we started talking and she, you know, always wanted to change the tire. So, you know, teaching her how to do that and teaching her the proper ways of doing that. And you know, showing her the mistakes I made, because there are certain things I didn't do right. That I said, wait a minute, you got to do this too. That's right. Don't do that. Don't do what I just did, because I'm just doing stuff. because I've been doing it. And, you know, sometimes you get used to, you just kind of skip a step. And I skipped a step. And then I'm trying to teach somebody the right ways and I skip a step. But I tell you, man, it was a blessing to be able to sit there and have that time with my wife. Sometimes some things just got to want to have. And that's one thing I really wanted to have with my lovely wife, is just some time there and with her to see, to just have that moment in time. Even though it was bright and early and, you know, we're together a lot, but You never know. Shouts out to my main man, I done called him Pastor, Minister Marcus Thornton. Shout out to you, man. Happy birthday to you. If you all have any birthdays out there, you want to get them in, let me know. Hit me up. Go to Ricardo Montgomery, the on Facebook. Look for Ricardo Montgomery. It is my page. My page for all things straight talk, all things Serenade of Love. Just go there, Ricardo Montgomery. Look it up. You'll see it on the personal, not the personal page, but the professional page. Go see that. Put your information out there. I promise you, I get it on this show. I will get it on this show. I promise you. This show, Serenade of Love, I will get your information out there to you. Also, shouts out to all the listeners out there, man. We are hitting the thousands and thousands of marks. So I appreciate everybody who listens to these shows live and on the podcast. Podcast is available anywhere you get podcasts. So I thank God for that. We are on iHeartRadio, Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're everywhere, man. So I appreciate you all doing all the things that you do. Shouts out to all the listeners out there that's overseas. When I read off this listeners map, y'all, I am really reading off the listeners map. I'm not making these states up. These states, man, we have listeners, faithful listeners in Texas, faithful listeners in Kansas, faithful listeners in Delaware, faithful listeners in right here in Missouri. We have faithful listeners in Canada, overseas. Man, I just, you know, it's just, I can't thank y'all enough. And also, man, I thank that caller for calling in to air out what they felt. I hope that we do some things later on that we have more people like that. We have more conversations like that. Let everybody get their voice out. Let's listen to what everybody has to say. You know, I've been diving in on what I've dealt with over my years. I hear other people talking about things they dealt with over their years. But we never hear from the people who, you know, may feel like, you know, this is excluding me. And let's give them a voice and let's give them a chance to be able to speak and hear what they have to say. Because if we don't do that, they're going to feel left out. And just like anybody else who feels left out, they're going to do something else. So I'm going to wrap the show up, man. I'm going to play this song that I played to start the show off because I think it's an awesome song and I love it. And it is from Lecrae. I'm going to see y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Right here, straight talk with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. the voice of Gospel Radio. Coming up, going out the deep end one more time, y'all, with Lecrae.
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to
stay on point. I've been trying to save my voice, but y'all gave me no choice. The world gone mad, can't ignore this noise. Look at these people found dead in the streets. I got some partners that hate the police. Me, I'm just trying to hold on to my peace, cause I'm liable to lose it and go get the peace. I need a reason, I need a season. Feel it with Jesus, I'm just grieving. They be like, if you and what you believe in. I do not trip, I keep it G. What in the H you say in the I? Ain't no JK when I'm talking to God. Don't need a reason to open my eyes. If I'm still breathing, I'm running for my man. I've been doing better than I was before. I walk with the limp cause I've been wrestling with the Holy Ghost. Deep in dirt and spit, but still somehow I keep on floating. Oh, thought I lost my grip, but God reminded me it's holy.
Oh, off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not
to. I might go crazy, I might go MJ back in the 80s, back in the 90s, I might go off, or they better not try me, it might get dicey, I ain't tryna go back to the old me, I'm tryna hang on like my mama told me, sometimes legs get weak and your arms get out and you sink to the bone slowly, a grown man wishing that somebody hold me, never knew my daddy so nobody show me, taught me how to walk through the storm when your heart feel heavy and it's hard and you feeling lonely, but low key, high priest got the keys to the kingdom, high key, no one up to bring him, and I need all of what he bringing, I might go off the deep end, I just need another reason, yeah. I've been doing better than I was before. I walk with the limp cause I've been wrestling with the Holy Ghost. Deep in dirt and spit, but still somehow I keep on floating. Thought I lost my grip, but God reminded me it's holy.
Go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to.
Tired of hearing commercials during your worship time? Download Godify now, the first major Christian streaming service. from Jeremy Kemp to Kirk Franklin. Listen to music commercial free. Godify is available on Google Play and iOS for Apple users. Stream music videos, podcasts, sermons, and more. Use the promo code Straight Talk to receive your 30-day free trial. That's Straight Talk for your 30 days free trial of Godify. For indie artists, stream your music on Godify by submitting your music to info@godifystreams.com. That's info@godifystreams.com. It's the full Christian experience. Finally, a streaming service designed for you.
You listen to the Straight Talk Podcast with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery.